What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday the 13th of May. Hope you've had a great day. It's a Wednesday. It's a 13th. Both shit. 13's a shit number. Wednesday's a shit day. So anyway, welcome if you've not been here before. That's how we like to start things off. I said I was going to start with a different intro today. I didn't say it was going to be any good. If you've not been here before, welcome to the best thing you've never heard. It's just me talking for about 20 minutes and you listening for about 20 minutes. And then giving your opinion to other people as to whether you thought I was any good or not. That's if you stick around till the end. Don't forget to stick around to the end because I might say something at the end that is the best thing that I've said all the time. I try and save the best till the end just so people have to stick around. What I was going to say, I'm going to start with the best thing I've heard today at the beginning, and that is that staring at boobs will help you live longer. I'm not rewinding it. Staring at boobs will help you live longer. You know why I've just made that I fucked up then? Because the doors just swung open again. I've said this before. It hasn't happened. It's twice now it's happened. Once about 3 months ago. Now my doors just swung open behind. So it's caught my attention. I think I've got like a groovy ghoulie here. And when I say something interesting, he swings the door open and fucking and sticks his ear in. But he's like, he's into boobs, obviously, because as soon as I mentioned that, the door swung open. Anyway, we'll ignore him. He didn't kill me last time, so I'm going to just fucking roll with it and hopefully I manage to stick it out. If he does, then believe me, this is going to be the best podcast episode ever there ever was. I'm not going to reap any rewards for it, but somebody's going to make a lot of money off it. The bloke who got killed on the fucking podcast by the ghost who was into tits. That's what's going to happen. Anyway, staring at boobs will help, can help you live longer. That was all the headline. I didn't even read the story after that. I just read the headline. I thought, right, that's great. I'll take that advice on board. I'll use that in my everyday life. Thanks very much. It probably, if you think about it, could also make your life shorter if you stare too long at someone who's obviously got oversized or, you know, something that they don't want you staring at is what I'm trying to say, and then you fucking ogling and then they smack you in the head with something, you fall over, crack your head or get it run over by a truck or a bus. Therefore, your life's been cut short from staring at boobs. So air that advice with caution. Ladies, you can stare at boobs as well. And all you, what's it called? You in-betweeners, what's the ones in between? You non-binaries, you can stare at boobs as well. Everybody can stare at boobs. Doesn't have to be just me or you. Or so anyway, if you've got anybody you can pass that advice on to, no woman that's listening to this podcast is going to pass that on to their husband to help him live a longer life. That they'd rather him live a short life and not be staring at other people's boobs. So I get that. Anyway, you can see I've not got out much. I need to get out much. I need to get out more, should I say. What's it called? Matt Hancock, the health secretary, said that, yesterday, that anybody with a foreign holiday is foreign holidays are cancelled. It's unlikely this year that you're going to get away to a good faraway land for a fucking holiday. So that's depressing. So you're going to have to imagine that you're there or do what I do, maybe, when I can't afford to go away. Just put like a beach in Thailand on the TV screen and then put your sun cream on and all that. Get a fucking... what's it called, a cocktail in your hand and whatever else. I just watch it on the TV, pretend you're there. It's the next best thing. You save a lot of money. You don't get much of a suntan. I like the smell of sun cream, though. I love this. My favourite smell, I'm going to tell you now, my favourite smell is the smell of sun cream. I don't know which one it is now, but it's gets me every time. It makes you feel like you're on holiday when you smell it. So you put that on in England when you're in the house. You feel like you're going on your holidays. You get a big, gives you a boost. It's a weird, like sensory pleaser. Anyway, so we'll be trying that one. There you go. That's my top tip for the future of this year. If you can't go on holiday, and you can't go away. I think we're going to be getting away to Europe. We're probably going to get away to around England and around Europe, I imagine. So, fuck it. I mean, Spain and that, they're open, aren't they? Rome and everything. We'll soon be able to go there. I'm sure we will. Whether it'll be cheap flights or not is another matter. But what was this? Somebody, and there was going, how they're going to deal with it on the beach. Somebody showed something earlier on. I've lost the thing now. What people might wear on the beach. And it was a picture of someone's invented this thing called a trikini. It's a bikini with a face mask, a matching mask. So you got you got three bits. So it's called a trikini. And it was a jump for a joke, but everyone's ordering them. Everyone wants to get involved and buying them and stuff like that. So that's clever. Although it wouldn't, I don't know whether it'd be even. I suppose if the beach is packed, but you wouldn't need it on a distance beach. Do you need to wear a mask in a distance beach? It's not in the air, is it, like that? It's not, especially on the, unless it's blowing around off the sea breeze. Fuck knows. I suppose it's better to be safe than sorry. But so yeah, there you go. That's a good one you could wear. I saw something else earlier on as well. What was that thing? Nudes. Oh yeah, bored Brits are being urged to strip for National Nudie Day. Naturists are urging bored Brits to strip naked in the garden on Saturday in a national celebration of nudity. So do that anywhere in the world. If you're British and anywhere in the world, you can do that for the British Nudity Day. And any other country and any other nationality that you are, you can get involved. Just walk around naked on Saturday. Just, you might not be in lockdown. You could probably go out in the street and do it. Just take it on board. If anybody asks you, it's not just say it's National Nudie Day in England today. What do you mean? I'm in Canada or I'm in America. Doesn't matter. Well, I support, I follow the National Nudie Day wherever it is, and it's National Nudie Day in England today. But well, you'd have to wear a mask there as well, wouldn't you? So maybe you'd have to walk around with a mask on. Nudists, they'd have to wear a mask, wouldn't they? So they're walking around naked. Because when they have them nudist shops and everything, I mean nudist camps and that, the shops are all naked and that, aren't they? And the fucking, you go in the chemist or you go in the supermarket and everyone's got the basket and that, and they go around like shopping as you normally would, but with no clothes on. It's fucking weird. Where they got their money in no back pocket or anything, is there? So. Imagine him like at the banana section, a load of blokes in there at the banana section. It's weird. I wonder if like, you don't get groups of lads and groups of girls on there, do you, on a nudist holiday? Like normal, a normal group of young people who go away on holiday together. You wouldn't see that at a nudist camp. So, got to be unusual people there, to just. Just to, chat about the weather and take it in their stride and just, every day. Oh, morning. How are you doing? All right, yeah. Nice weather today, isn't it? Yeah. Hope you're wearing suntan for that. It's kind of sun cream, should I say. That's big enough to, or they're big enough. It could be both way. I'm not going to tell you which sex, but it's probably obvious. Yeah, you'll catch the sun on that today, 100%. Anyway, I've lost my train of thought now. I was picturing it then, and I was picturing the boobs as well. So yeah, that's a good idea. National Nudie Day. Who knew there was such a thing? I know they have a naked bike ride in Brighton. Naked bike ride. Everybody gets on the bikes and they roll around and that. Roll around the town, and there's also all age groups in that. I mean, there's definitely a lot of strange ones who you can tell have just fucking lived for that day. Because they look like they don't even go out of the house ever apart from on that day. And then they've just got like this old bike that belongs in the shed in bits. And it's like, and they've got it out for that one day. It doesn't look like it's even roadworthy. I'll tell you what. You wouldn't want to fucking catch it. And there's some of them, like, they're old enough to catch a bit of skin in the fucking tyres as well, in the brakes. So there must be the few St. John's ambulance injuries to come out of that situation. Brian Adams has sparked a racism row after blaming bat-eating, virus-making bastards. He's called people bat-eating, virus-making bastards for postponing his gigs. And he's basically been called a racist for it. Well, it's not racist, is it? It's not racist at all. Because he's not named... he's not, like, called anybody nationality or anything else. They're a bat-eating, virus-making bastard, whether they're fucking Chinese or whether they're black or whether they're fucking white. Whoever hit the bats are the bat-eating bastards. So it's not... It's not race personified or whatever the fucking word is. It's basically, if you hit the bat, you're the bastard. Simple as that. I agree with him. They are bat-eating bastards. Whoever hit those particular bats. Or eat bats in general. Anybody who eats bats are bat-eating bastards to me. Because I don't eat bats and I don't eat meat anymore. So I'm getting on my righteous one now, but I certainly wouldn't eat fucking... bats has never been on the menu where I am. I mean, I don't care if it's a delicacy in other places. They're just weird. I saw a wicked... Well, it's not wicked. It's fucking weird because, the thing still died anyway, so I'll take that back that it's wicked. But I think it was a Japanese woman who does... Was it Facebook videos or some shit like that to fucking show her eating stuff? Weird foods and stuff, and she tried to eat an octopus, and then the octopus started sticking itself to her face and trying to fucking eat her back, or doing whatever an octopus does when it's under threat. It started sticking to her face and she started crying and stuff, and it's pulling her face and pulling the skin and everything and pulling her eyes and she looked really fucking upset by it. But I imagine would have ended up dead after that, so it's a shame, but at least he tried to get his own back at the very last of that. Imagine if he did. I didn't watch it all. I've just seen like a little snippet of it. So imagine if he did actually just fucking swallow her head and just fucking, and then just let out some mad, when they start to digest their head and that. And then when she fucking popped out, she had no face left. That would fucking... that would put people off eating octopuses, that's for sure. So if he'd done fucking other octopuses a good turn, that's for sure. Anyway, there you go. Bat-eating bastards. I've been called out. A bloke won 500 grand on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. One question off the million, but 500 grand. It's only a matter of time before you turn that into a million anyway, isn't it? You don't want to go short. And he knew the answer as well. He knew the answer to the final question, which was, in the history of motorsport, was it the last one? I've ripped it off now. So the last question, I think it was, in the history of motorsport, which of these iconic races was held first? Le Mans 24 Hours, Monaco Grand Prix, Indy 500, Isle of Man, TT. If you know, I'm not going to tell you the answer. If you know the answer, then you'll be a millionaire if you answered all the other questions. I'm always good at the first few. I'm never good at the, once you get to about 1,000. What's the first question? Which of these products is sold by the brands Colgate, Oral-B and Sensodyne? Obviously, that's toothpaste, so I'm 100. Which tool was used as a weapon by the Norse Thor, god Thor? Hammer, so I'm on 200. Name the classic dessert consisting of sponge cake and ice cream covered in meringue. That's trifle, and I'm not even looking at these. Bollocks, I've got that one wrong. I thought that... It fucking sounds... That's trifle in England. In wherever they've said this, it's either baked Rhode Island, baked Connecticut, baked Wyoming, or baked Alaska. So I'm out already because I don't even know any of those cakes. And it's fucking in England, this game. It's trying to stitch somebody up. That should be fucking trifle. Anyway, £500 question. I might have got that one on a 50-50. 500 question. Trigonometry is a branch of which subject? Trigonometry. Mathematics. I've got to be right on that one. £1,000 question. Lily Savage was a persona of which TV personality? Paul O'Grady. I've got that one. Okay, now I'm up to £2,000. Which of these means a speech in a play where a character talks to themselves? Soliloquy, review, chorus or interlude? It's either review or soliloquy. I'm going to call it... Review. I fuck knows, I don't know. So anyway, I might have got up to £2,000 there. What's the next one? Which of these is a religious event celebrated in Hinduism? Ramadan. No, Diwali. God, I got that one. Katarina Johnson Thompson became world champion in which event in 2019? She does a few, doesn't she? Does she do a few? She does heptathlon. I know she does heptathlon. I'm going to say heptathlon. Fucking hell, I'm up to £8,000, but I don't know if I got the questions right. 16,000. Which horror film involves a newborn replaced by birth of the Antichrist? The Omen. Fuck, well, I'll tell you what, I'm up to £32,000. In the opera by Rossini, what is the first name of the Barber of Seville? Tamino, Don Carlos, Alfredo, Figaro. Figaro, fucking hell. 64,000. Which of these books is believed to have inspired the real-life experiences of Scottish sailor Alexander Selkirk? Robinson Crusoe, Treasure Island, Count of Monte Cristo, Moby Dick. Fuck knows. I don't think it's... I'm going to take a guess there at the Count of Monte Cristo. I'm going to have to leave it there. I think I'm on... I reckon I might have won £64,000 anyway, so... There you go. I'm not as stupid as you think. Not as stupid as I look. And I've wasted enough time with this podcast now. Anyway, there's more questions. Do you want to know what the other questions are? 61, 64,000. 125 grand. Which toxic substance is obtained from the pressed seeds of the castor oil plant? Sarin, ricin, strychnine, or cyanide? I don't know the answer to that one. 250 grand. The 12 apostles is a series of peaks connected to which mountain? Akuri Mountain, a mountain which I've ripped off the answer to. I don't know what it is. K2 or Mont Blanc? 12 apostles. I'm going to say K2. Some of you might know and gone, he's got that right as well. He's fucking up to £500,000. Anyway, I'm gonna might even have to go on that question. I've surprised myself by that. There you go. You can tell now because I'm all flummoxed. Well, anyway, hairdressers are to stay closed until July the 4th. So. The hair is going to keep growing. I'm going to cut mine, so I'm just going to leave it. How long have I got left then? That's another 2 months, isn't it? Almost. 1.5 months. I'm going to look like fucking proper 1970s style. I'll have to get some 1970s jumpers, you know, like what they wear on 70s children's programs, them stripy, bright colours with dungaree tops or whatever with the long hair. Might as well make the most of it and look like a 1970s Noel Edmonds or something like that. Also fucking have a laugh with it, innit? My hair's longer than it's fucking usually is anyway, but another month and a half on top. I don't know what I'm going to look like. I'm going to look very strange. Anyway, or maybe I'll be like 1970s. Everything 1970s, that's what I'm going to look like. Everybody from the 1970s. Tiger King Joe Exotic is going to reveal his darkest secrets in a new documentary on his series. I've not seen it, but... He must be buzzing. I thought he was dead, but he's alive. He's in the prison. So I bet he's fucking buzzing. Everybody's outside fucking buzzing about his life. He's like, fucking, yeah, man, I'm the man. Everybody's talking about him. Everybody's like having photos, doing their hair. I might even look like him in a couple of months' time. I'll have to bleach blonde my hair, but fucking, I'll have long enough hair. I'll have a mullet and everything. So he must be just pissing himself laughing that everybody's buzzing off him, off his life. He was thinking, fucking, this prison was really boring, but now this is giving me something to fucking live for. Everybody wants to dress like me and know me or know about me. The only pisser is he's earning loads of money, or you're not allowed to earn money in prison. I doubt it, but they've got a loophole to that. He's probably like, so you give a friend of mine or somebody else, family, all that money and I'll take it and I'll do my life story. Fuck it. Tell you what, they want my life story one day. I'll have put it all out there on this podcast already, so I don't think there's anything more to tell. Where are we? I've got loads to tell, believe me. I've got fucking plenty more than that to tell. But you're getting my life story from this point forward. So... Anyway, and it ain't much because I've been in lockdown, so there ain't much I fucking got to tell you about what I've been up to. Mucking about on the internet, usually, doing this podcast. Right, last couple of things. At least 10 tons of drugs have been seized around the world as the virus crisis makes life difficult for the criminals. So if you thought you were going to be getting a buzz on in the next few weeks or in the next week or two when you get out and about, unfortunately, nothing's coming in. If it has got in, it's probably triple price. So you're going to have to probably wait a little bit longer on that until they sort out their supply routes. Because all the, imagine it would, wouldn't it? Because there's no boats, no planes, no cars can come in. The only thing they've got is post. They can post it. And the post is double busy at the moment, so they probably would get it in because the post is like fucking... Everybody's sending everything by post at the minute. People are taking no risks, so they're ordering everything by post, sending everything by post. You can even send yourself by post. If you really want to go on holiday, you want to go off to fucking Thailand or go off to Brazil or whatever, stick yourself in a box, put a stamp on your head or put a stamp and just send yourself off to wherever you want to go. And while you're there, bring back the drugs that everybody's waiting for because it's a bit short. If you found yourself a good supply route, a way of getting in and out, then you got to fucking do, you know, take one for the team. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Anyway, and also, last minute, I'm going to give a shout out to Dan from Canada, who has been messaged me and he's asked me to watch, or suggested that I watch on the back of me talking about the Stranglers the other day, to watch some concert from the Cramps in Asylum, where I think, I don't know if that's a club or a place, but I'm going to check it out anyway because I like the Cramps. So anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'll see you again later. See you later for now. Bye.